Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of the Beatitudes, we were talking about surrendering our entire life to the Lord and letting Him have full control over us. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Take my life and make it wholly thine. That is consecration, my friend. That is going from childhood to maturity in spiritual realms. It says, fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I now surrender, Lord. In me, abide. The word abide has the idea of take up residence and live there in full control and power. Now he's just saying, Lord, even my life, anything I do, everything is wholly thine. I need your instructions every day. I want your love, your great love divine, flowing through me to others. It's not my will, my passion, my self, and my pride, but your will, your passion, your self and pride needs to be in me. So I surrender all to you, Lord. All these things, all of this stuff that's my will, all these things have been my passions through life. I surrendered all to you so that I might be full of thee. And having written all those words in the last verse of this old hymnal says, O Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send a revival. Start the work in me. He says, I don't want to wait till it goes around the world. I want to start right now in me. I want it to be right. I want it to be holy. He says, thy word declares. Oh, always go back to the authority of the word of God. Thy word declares thou wilt supply our need. But he's looking at the spiritual things. He's looked at those things of cleansing from the wicked way. He's looked at those things of fire for the Lord, where once he burned with shame, of the God's will, not his will, God's passion and God's way instead of his own. See, that's what he says. That's why he's looking to God to supply his need of these things. He says, for blessings now, O Lord, I humbly plead. Blessings now. These are the spiritual things I want in my life now. It's not about the physical. It's not about the carnal. It's about the spiritual. Blessed are they that mourn. Why? Well, they shall be comforted. The eternal comfort of the heart given by God. Now, my friend, have these messages on they that mourn, this beatitude. Is this what you want? We're not talking about a guilty conscience and self-pity and trying to escape judgment. We're talking about wanting to be right with God and asking God to give you a hatred of sin and a love for holiness and purity. Will you do that right now, right where you are, and ask God to help you to have the spirit that mourns after this passion? Now, you can pray for that and ask that, but it won't happen if you're not saved. My friend, I want you to know that God loves you. If you've been listening to this message and this entire message over these last week or so on Blessed Are They That Mourn, you won't be comforted until first Jesus Christ is your Savior. See, what we have to first do, what I had to first do, and what every human being has to first do, is realize we're sinners that deserve to go to hell. We deserve the lake of fire. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And my friend, that includes me, but that also includes you. We have sinned. We've come short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? It's Jesus Christ. Do you realize that you can say, well, I know some people go to that church and I'm better than they are. If they're going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. Do you realize God doesn't compare you with that person? And of course, my other question is why do you compare yourself to hypocrites? Now, God doesn't. God compares you to His glory, and His glory is Jesus Christ. And if you match the perfection, the sinless perfection of Jesus Christ, then maybe you're in the ball game. But my friend, no man ever has. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. We're sinners. He says we've all sinned. If God says we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. And then He says the wages of sin is death, and by that He means final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Now, a lot of people think I'm crazy for talking about hell and the lake of fire, but do you realize that Jesus preached more on hell than any other Bible character? Because He knew it was real. He knew it's real because He created it, and He knew that it's eternal. And that was a place that He came to save us from our sin and that we wouldn't have to go to that place. And so He says that the wages, what we've earned, what we have come to us, were the wages of sin. He didn't say big sin. He didn't say something, oh, this is really outlandish. He didn't say a great volume. He just says, for the wages of sin is death. Now, I tell people, I'm 62 years old now. If I committed 3 sins a day, thought, word, deed, known to do good, not doing it, just a whole ball of wax, you might say, if I committed 3 sins a day, which I probably do much more than that, just like anybody else, then that would give me at least 1,000 sins a year. Now, that means 62,000 sins in my lifetime. I think that's a sinner. I need a Savior, and so do you, my friend. The wages, what we've earned, what we have come to us, is death. But now that's hard thinking, but that's not the completeness of that Bible verse of Romans 6:23. For the second half says, but the gift, not what we earn, not what we've deserved, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, how did that come about? Well, Romans 5:8 says that God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, just like we are. You don't get good enough for God to save you. While we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. He wanted to die for all your sin. He wanted to pay the penalty in full for sin. And He did. When Jesus was on the cross, He was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried, and 3 days later, He bodily rose from the grave. He did that to obtain the keys of hell and death for all humanity. And yet, because we're made in His image, He doesn't force Himself on us. He'll convict us. He'll make us hear His word and maybe desire salvation, but we still have to make the decision. So we read in Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And understand, there's a great difference between a head belief and a heart belief. I can believe something very seriously in my head, and it's not a heart belief. Okay, so there is a difference between a belief that you believe very seriously in your head and a belief that is a heart belief that you act upon. You see, the heart refers to our life. So with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. He gives his life to the Lord, and it's unto His righteousness. You're not believing on your own righteousness. It's the righteousness of Christ. This is what repentance is all about. It's turning from yourself. It's turning from your sin. It's turning to Him to take away your sin. Why? Because He was manifested to take away our sins, 1 John 3:5 tells us. Matthew 1:21 says that He came to save His people from their sins. Jesus came to save us from sin and His power over us. One of the benefits of that is eternal life in heaven. Saved from hell. Jesus has the keys of hell and of death. So if you believe with your heart, you're willing to trust Him with your life in Christ alone, not Christ and, but Christ alone. You're willing to trust Him with His life, He will save you. He says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, my friend, right where you are right now, you can call upon the Lord to save your soul, and he wants to do so. He really does. You say, well, what do I need to do? Confess your sinner? Turn your life over to him? Call upon him to forgive you? Save you from your sin? And to give you everlasting life? He'll do it. We can do that right now if you'd like to, but now this is something that you mean from your heart. If you mean this from your heart, would you right now pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sin, that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now ask Jesus Christ to come to my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, did you just pray that prayer with me? Did you mean it? Did you really want him to come into your heart and life as your Lord and God? Did you really mean that? Then, my friend, do the next steps. See, the very first thing that you're supposed to do after your salvation is to be baptized. Baptism shows what Christ did for you. Now, baptism doesn't save your soul. Christ saves your soul. But the first command after you're saved is to be baptized. It shows that we're buried with him in baptism, risen to walk in newness of life. We're showing that Jesus died on a cross for us. He was buried and he rose from the dead. But we're also showing that we're dead to the old life. Trust in Christ to walk in newness of life. Call a pastor. Call the pastor. Look in your yellow pages. If you don't go to a church, call the pastor of a fundamental independent Baptist church. Usually they're in the yellow pages under Baptist Independent. Call them up. Tell them the decision you've just made and ask them what's the next step. And then write us and let us know that you've made this decision. Our announcer will give you our web address through which you can email me, or our physical address. And we would like to hear if you've received Christ as your Savior. As a matter of fact, I have a booklet titled Building Blocks, and it will instruct you how to grow in your new Christian life. We want you to have that, and we'll send it to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know that you've made this decision. Now, my friend, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Listen to our next broadcast as we go into the very next beatitude. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Don't miss this message next time. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.